Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's Jess.
It's Jen. And it's Fat Mascara.
Fat Mascara. We are doing a special abbreviated episode this week because it's Memorial Day and frankly, we need a vacation.
I need a vacation for sure. You know who needs a vacation also? The royals. A honeymoon. We're going to talk about Meghan Markle's beauty look. Jess is so excited. She can't wait. That's first up. Then also the Oscars of the beauty world. The Cosmetic Executive Women Awards were last week. And we're going to share some winners with you and have a discussion about what we think.
And we have a very special segment called Deep Dive brought to you by our partners, Biosense. And finally, we'll answer a listener question that's very well timed for summer.
So just this weekend, I got a text from you Saturday morning. I don't know. It was definitely before 11 a.m. I wasn't awake.
How are you not awake? I thought you were like Miss Outdoors. Like, oh, I went like freaking like kayaking.
I had a late night. There was a little bit of partying. Anyway, you were all excited. You were like, can you believe Daniel? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I have never been so infuriated by a text response.
Jess had been up since what time?
I got up at 5:15.
Which?
I was in a taxi by probably 5:35.
You went somewhere to watch the royal wedding?
I had like a go bag. I like had a lip. I like washed my face. Bam, bam. Like, yes. I went to a screening room at the Whitby.
On Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Champagne, scones, the whole thing.
La-di-da. So did you know right away when she walked out who had done her makeup?
No. I did not know that our guest... our friend, the fabulous Daniel Martin, did Meghan Markle's makeup. I'm sure everyone listening already knows this really important information. This is worldwide news.
But do they know that the wedding he had done just prior to the royal wedding was the royal beauty wedding of Jessica Matlin and Jeff Chinesky? No kidding, guys. Like, this guy did Jess's makeup for her wedding 3 weeks later.
Cleaned his brushes.
Did nothing else in between. Hopped on a plane to London and did Meghan Markle's makeup. What did
I think
you think?
He did a few things in between.
Of course,
but
he
yes.
did. And Serge Normand did the hair. What did you think? What did you think of the look?
So I thought that the look was so Daniel. I mean, Daniel's known for, if you don't follow him on Instagram, take a peek now. He's known for really just, and this is such a cliche thing to say, but making people look like a better version of themselves. Like, he's not known for, like, you know, sick, like, eye makeup or, you know, banging lips or, like, a crazy contour. He just makes people look more gorgeous, like,
and
more refreshed and awake and beautiful skin.
Oh my God, the skin, it is such a skill to be able to make someone look dewy on camera but not shiny.
Yeah, and no like glitter shimmer, just
you
like
you could see
fresh.
Her freckles. She wasn't powdered, but somehow she had like no like blemishes. How does he do that?
I just thought of like what they look like. It's what? Like they just had like the best laser treatment in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like the skin, like the most expensive looking skin, but without the... and this is absolutely no disrespect to J-Lo or whoever her makeup artist is, but it's not that J-Lo glow.
No.
It's like just their own skin. He did, was it Mary Claire or Glamour, Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato on Glamour with the freckles too.
Yeah.
Which is just a talent to be able to make skin look like that and still see the freckles.
Exactly.
But people were really happy with the makeup, I thought, online. I saw so many people who don't even know about makeup or Daniel saying like, wow, how refreshing to see a bride that looks like herself, like
oh,
that doesn't
gosh,
look done.
Yeah.
But what were they saying about the hair? You said something. So you were like, oh, the hair.
So the hair was, I mean, Meghan Markle has done something even before her wedding where she was getting a lot of a lot of coverage, way too much coverage in the papers for her messy bun because she was going to a lot of royal engagements even before she was, you know, an official royal, saying, okay, well, is this hair appropriate? Almost as if she weren't wearing, like, you know, how they wear pantyhose at royal engagements.
Yeah, like it wasn't formal enough.
It wasn't formal enough.
Okay.
She had this, like, trademark messy bun, and, like, people were saying, oh, she's already shaking up, like, you know, the,
whoa,
the palace.
Her chignon is coming undone. Like, oh,
exactly,
my God.
Exactly, bring a little bit of, like, you know, cool factor. And she brought that same, you know, I'm really excited to talk to Serge about what the conversations were like, but I think she brought that intentionally to her wedding look, like she wanted to be herself, which is the same thing with the makeup, too. It's very clear she wanted to look like herself. But some people were like, you know, kind of mean tweeting, like, oh, you know, there's a stray hair. I just want to fix it. I want to reach into the TV and fix it. But I think that was so intentional. It's like, you don't even understand fashion.
They
did
not do anything unintentional. There was no, like, stray hair. If she wanted her hair to look a little bit undone in the front, that's what that was.
Yeah, she didn't want to be, like, the super done bride. And I have a feeling we're going to see so many more. Sorry, I'm, like, blathering on, but honestly, I've thought of nothing else since Saturday morning. Like, nothing else. I'm serious. I think we're going to see so many brides who are like trying to achieve Meghan Markle style for years to come. And we're going to be seeing the look of bridal magazines, bridal websites, David's Bridal, all of this stuff, Kleinfeld's. It's going to be going so the other way.
Yeah. Even the dress was quite simple.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Givenchy, so it was still fancy. One more question for you.
I mean, I've got 40 more questions.
Oh, you have questions for me, but I didn't watch the damn wedding, so I know nothing.
How could you? I mean, like, didn't you feel like an earthquake beneath your bed as this was happening?
No, not at all.
Oh my God,
you know how me and weddings. But what did you think of all the commentary about the wedding?
About the actual ceremony?
Yeah, like, were they like narrating, here she comes in her Givenchy dress? Is it like the Oscars?
Well, it was as soon as she walked out. Yes, they did start narrating.
How was the narration?
What was funny to hear, like, non, and I'm not being a snob here, but like non-fashion people talk about the, you know, the fashion. They're like, okay, you know, this person was at, they were at this fashion house. And like, kind of like, you know, it was a little like, to hear it in this very kind of outsider.
Did they like her?
I think they were like, well, it's, you know, it's a stand for women. Like, everything was kind of put through a lens of she's using a female designer, and, you know, Meghan cares about women's issues. And maybe that was intentional.
Yeah.
But everything was really put through the lens of storytelling, not like, you know, oh, cool, they use Claire.
Wait,
you know?
Told me, too, they mentioned her age a bunch.
Oh, they mentioned Meghan Markle's age a ton. And I wrote on my Instagram, I was like, take a shot every time they mention her age, which
How old is she?
She's 36. And, you know, I think, I don't know. I get the point. It's like she wasn't an ingenue walking down. She wasn't, you know, Princess Diana was 20 years old when she got married.
What?
Yeah. So we're looking
she at... She could be Princess Di's mom.
Yeah. I mean, a young mom.
She's American. But she's 36.
There was a lot
she's
of...
She's divorced.
It's very sensational.
Yeah.
But she's like a cool woman who's a woman in her own right. She's like, she's built a career. She's done so much charity.
I've never seen...
She's lived a life.
Yeah, I think you just are into Harry and you're like...
No, I love Meghan.
Oh my God.
I love her story.
Are you too embarrassed to tell me what you said on the subway on the way here?
I don't remember. And if you're even bringing it up, then definitely I'm going to be
about the lip biting. You thought he looked really sexy.
Oh yeah, he looked hot.
Apparently, when she appeared at the end of the, what do you call it, a runway?
The nave.
Oh, the
God
nave?
For God's
sakes. He bit his lip, and that was like a big deal,
yeah,
I guess.
He bit his lip, and he said, you look beautiful.
All right. Well, I agree with you. I think that the whole wedding look is going to come down a notch. But you started that trend 3 weeks ago, so it's fine.
Yeah, Megs and me, you know, we have so much to talk.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Talk about...
Guys, we want to tell you about a brand new podcast we're really excited about joining the Fashion and Beauty fold. It's the Barneys Podcast.
Oh my God, I love Barneys. This show celebrates fashion, style, culture, and most of all, personality.
Yeah, because fashion's more than what you wear. It's also about the stories that surround the clothes that you wear and the personalities behind them.
And the Barneys Podcast features conversations with some of the most creative people working in fashion, discovering why they do what they do and how they got there.
They've already recorded episodes with great guests like activist Cleo Wade, fashion icon Rick Owens, interior designer Jonathan Adler, Jess, your former coworker, Philip Picardi of Teen Vogue. They also had Simon Doonan, the fashion personality, and Barneys CEO Daniela Vitale. Sounds like a great season. You guys should definitely check it out.
I will.
Jess, I cannot muster the excitement that you have for the royal wedding for anything other than beauty products.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, on Friday, it was the Cosmetic Executive Women Beauty Awards. Basically, it's an industry trade group that just pats each other on the back. I'm not really sure what they do. Right. They do a lot of lobbying.
Wow, Jess.
They do like, no, it's like a trade group, right? They do have consumer-facing events from time to time. Mm-hmm. The biggest being, I think, the Beauty Awards.
Beauty Awards! And there's a gift bag, right?
Oh, I mean, the gift bag was amazing.
It looks really good.
But basically, companies can enter their products. I believe they do have to pay to enter their products. And then, like, a huge group of, like, experts and influencers and judges walk around a big room and test everything and pick winners. So, I went to the luncheon. Jess did not.
How was the food?
It was the same damn chicken piece that you always get at every hotel. It was like the rubbery chicken. Did you not see my Insta story for Fat Mascara? I had a weird brown ball of something that our lovely listeners informed me was dried cherries coagulated.
Ooh, I love dried cherries.
Yeah, you didn't want what I had. Trust me, it was like a clot of dried cherries. I'm sorry. But other than the meal, my company was great. I was sitting with the people from Cosmoprof.
Oh.
And we were taking bets on who the winners were because they tell you the finalists in each category. And then there's like a drum roll. So I brought a couple and I was going to see how good you did on picking the winner. Does that sound fun?
All right. That sounds really fun.
Okay. So the most buzzed about collaboration of the year, this was a new category. Basically, it's like if there's an influencer that works with a brand. So, you know, like Becca times Chrissy Teigen's palette. Sonic the Hedgehog and Glam Glow did a collaboration. Who knew? Gigi Hadid and Maybelline, which you loved. Sally Hansen and Crayola nail polish. Mm-hmm. Too Faced and Candy Johnson pudding powder. A lot of people love that banana pudding powder. I've heard good things. It's like a yellow setting powder. And then Tweezerman and Huda Beauty Special Edition. I'm not going to do all of these, but what? Who do you think won?
Yeah, that's going to take a long time.
I picked the right winner on that one.
Honestly, I love the Gigi thing, but I have a feeling Becca and Chrissy Teigen won.
That's why she is a pro, you guys. I said the exact same thing. I said Becca's going to win, but I think the other one should have.
Oh, I'm telling you guys, the Maybelline Gigi palette and the lipsticks were so freaking good.
That Becca palette is really nice, too. Peachy pinks, gold, like everybody can wear it.
I know, but there was something about the edit of the Maybelline New York. Like, that whole collection was so spot on and so easy to understand. So shoppable.
I'm going to do two more, and they're both eye product.
Okay.
Mass and prestige. We're a mess, you know, Fat Mascara. I thought we had to do eye product.
High low.
In eye product mass, it was CoverGirl Peacock Flare Mascara, L'Oreal Paris Voluminous Lash Paradise Mascara, then those Maybelline New York City kits. Have you tried those?
No.
It's like a little eyeshadow palette. They're really nice color collaborations. And then NYX eyeshadow palette, Physician's Formula Killer Curve Mascara, and Revlon Color Stay Exactify Liquid Liner.
I'm going to go with L'Oreal Voluminous.
And you're going to be correct.
Gosh.
It's Lash Paradise. Do you know one Lash Paradise is sold every 5 seconds? Like, it's a new mascara, too.
So when just sold?
Yeah, but I hate when they do that stat because you're like, they're not buying them in the middle of the night. It's just they divide out the numbers, right? So you're correct.
Wow.
Okay, let's see if you can be 3 for 3. Play along at home, listeners. Okay, eye product prestige. There's Buxom Cosmetics Big T's Plumping Mascara.
Buxom.
We never talk about Buxom. It's like the baby sister to Bare Minerals, right? Mm-hmm. Clinique Workout 24-Hour Mascara was in their little athleisure launch. Remember that?
Of course.
Estee Lauder Pure Color Envy Lash Multi-Effect Mascara. Laura Mercier Caviar Stick Eye Color. And then Shiseido Cosmetics Ink Stroke Eyeliner. I don't know that product. And then Urban Decay Naked Heat Eyeshadow Palette. What do you think won?
Oh, easy. Slam dunk. Urban.
Good night. Go home. You are correct. There's no way that wasn't going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go through 42 categories. It was like 3 hours long.
42?
42 categories. And like, it was random stuff too. There was like Tool and then skincare Tool. And like, they were really reaching. Like, beauty blenders. And
they
like
announced all of these?
Yes. Yes. I was eating my dried cherry clot. Thing.
I would think that some of them would be like, you know, the Oscars, they have like the technical awards, which are announced before.
Yeah, you would hope. But the best part was they said that they had to keep the speeches right before. They're like, and you'll keep your speeches to 20 seconds. 20
yeah,
seconds.
That's not going to happen.
20 seconds. The only person, everybody was so good about it, except for one woman, and she was French. And I think she might have misheard the instructions, and she won 2 awards and she did not. But there was no music to play her off, so she just got like some extra time. But you can go on CEW.org and check out all the winners if you want.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny if they played the Fat Mascara theme song to like get people off? Our opening music.
Give me a taste of it right now. I haven't done it in a while.
I don't do that because I'm like tone deaf. I could be singing like the Star Spangled Banner and you wouldn't know what I'm singing.
Okay.
It's that bad.
All right. Insert Fat Mascara music here.
Next up is Deep Dive, brought to you by our partners at Biossance.
Guys, welcome to Deep Dive. This is a special segment we're doing where we take a closer look at a beauty topic that we're curious about. Today, we want to talk about an ingredient you might have been hearing about, we've been hearing about. It's squalane. And we're doing this segment in partnership with Biossance because You guys are the experts. So we have Carolyn Hatfield here. She is the president, because only the best at fat mascara. And she's going to answer a bunch of our questions. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you for inviting us.
Okay, I'm so nervous already because truly, squalene, people say it different. Is it different things? What's the difference?
Well, we're all born with squalene.
Squalene.
And all those beautiful babies that have dewy, buoyant skin, it's because they've got so much squalene. And as we age, the squalene in our body depletes. And over the last probably 30 to 40 years, prestige skincare companies knew that if they had squalene in their skincare products, they would be able to moisturize and hydrate and repair the skin barrier. And squalene came from two sources. One was from the oil of shark liver, and the second was from the pulp from olive. In 2009, shark squalene, thank goodness, was banned. And Amaris, we came and worked through with our formulation and our R&D technology to replace squalene through sugar and yeast, which is our technology.
So squalene, when we have it in our skin, it's keeping us moisturized and bouncy, right?
So that if that's what's keeping us, you know, all bouncy and squishy.
And dewy and
dewy,
fabulous.
Yeah, and you know, like fabulous looking. What, you know, Jen and I are in our 30s. How are we doing? And you don't need to speak too pointedly to us, but, you know,
out of squalene?
Yeah, somebody in their 30s, what's the squalene measurement?
As it's depleting, you're probably down to it replenishing your skin at a 50% level than you were when you were born, or maybe even less than 50%, which is why the hydration and the skin repair is depleting and fine lines start appearing.
And so you said that you guys use a non-animal derived version.
Yes.
You mentioned sugar. How do you get it? Or yeast?
Yes. Amaris, which is the holding company of Biossance, produces renewable solutions to ingredients through a technology they have of sugar and yeast.
Okay.
And it's basically like we make bread and beer. So it's a fermentation process. So we're able to grow cells and replicate them. Mm-hmm. So we took the hydrocarbon of squalene and we replicated it through our technology. And what we have produced is a very stable squalene ingredient, because squalene that we're born with is actually quite unstable and it starts to oxidize, and you wouldn't want to put that on your skin. So we produce a very stable ingredient equivalent to the shark that none of us want to be putting on our face, and also performing like olive squalene.
And so when you put that on topically, what does that do for your skin?
It's weightless, so it immediately absorbs into the skin, it hydrates it, and it locks in moisture. Because those are the two things that produce fine lines. Not enough moisture, not enough water, and the skin barrier starts to sort of break down, a bit like bricks and mortar, cells and water. So an old building, when you see the bricks and mortars breaking down, cells and water, which is our skin, starts to break down a bit and we see fine lines.
So who, you know, there's so many different hydrating ingredients out there. You know, this is your signature ingredient. Who's squalene good for? Like who, you know, is there a particular, when you work on Biossance, do you picture a certain type of like
sensitive skin, or acneic skin, or mature skin?
Like, what's the customer?
So squalene is so effective because it's weightless, it's absorbed into the skin immediately. Also, the skin recognizes it because we're born with it. Mm-hmm. You have other oils like argan oil or mineral oils, and even some not great quality jojoba oils just sit on the surface of the skin. They don't truly get absorbed and activate that hydration.
So they're like just locking in moisture, they're good for that, but it's not actually like going into the cracks.
Exactly, it's not going into the second level of the dermis and even helping repair the skin barrier.
Right,
which
right,
is why it's always been used, as I said, in prestige skincare, but people have now seen that you have to repair the skin barrier.
Was it really expensive, this ingredient? I mean, you mentioned like that it was used in prestige. Like, why was it just used in prestige?
Because it was expensive, and mineral oil came out at a very low price, so it would moisturize. But it's not a clean, effective moisturizer.
And it's like a quick fix because it's just bang on top. But the your ingredient goes deeper.
Into the second level of the dermis, and the skin also recognizes it. It also takes other active ingredients you put in there. Like we want you all to use the vitamin C facial oil.
Oh.
Because we've got the squalane there. We've got oil-soluble vitamin C. We've got a beautiful Damascus rose and other plant extracts that help with collagen. The squalane takes that straight into the second level of the dermis and does what you want it to do. It doesn't just sit on the skin.
So it's like a delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. So if someone was starting out and wanted to try a product with squalane, something from Biossance, you guys make a lot of products. Would you suggest that vitamin C serum is like the first thing to try, or what's the best starter product?
I think the vitamin C facial oil is great because I use it night and day. And anybody can use it with any age group. The other fantastic ingredient is the 100% squalane. And for a lot of men, they love it. Their skin's a little bit more robust.
Mm-hmm.
After they've shaved, they've got that sensitivity. The squalane goes in. It takes down that sensitivity and locks in moisture.
Oh, nice. So what's your personal favorite, though?
I use the vitamin C day and night, and I love the eye gel. Because squalane is weightless, a lot of eye gels are very heavy.
Yeah.
And for me, I could never find one that didn't give me that puffiness. It's weightless. It gets absorbed in. It takes that dry crepiness that we see around the eye.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps bring in the active ingredients. So we have two peptides that are specific for ophthalmic eye care, and also has the vitamin C, so it helps with the circulatory movement so that the brown sort of dark patches under the eyes really improve because you're feeding that thinner layer around the eye.
Got it.
And then do you use this, you know, it feels like this would be really good for under makeup because it's so thin and light.
Absolutely. We have a great partner. Her name's Katie Denno. She's a celebrity.
Oh, I know Katie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's
good
just
red hair, too.
I know. Yes. And her skin, yes, everything. It's just beautiful. So we met her in the very early days of Biossance. And she loves
it. How did you meet
her? We were actually supporting a luncheon for a nonprofit called I Am That Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie came along, and from there, she just got more interested in our brand. So we actually used her as a bit of an advisor. As we were working up new product development, we would get her to try them. So she loves the vitamin C oil, particularly after she's prepared the skin. She'll put the vitamin C oil on, and then, you know, you've got heavier makeup. She loves the eye gel because you can put it on under makeup and all, and also over. She was the one that encouraged us to do a mist because she was using the 100% with water and spraying it on the hair to lock moisture in.
Okay,
that's cool. Stuff is like the universal, like, seems to work for everybody, right?
And that's what we say. It's a universal moisturizer.
Excellent.
Hair, face, dry patches.
You think you're going to get into body?
We are looking at that in a very serious
breaking
way.
Breaking news at
Fat
Mascara.
Exclusive, exclusive.
Before we let you go, so Biossance.com, you can get it at. Where else are your products sold?
We're in Sephora stores, Sephora.com. And if you happen to be in Toronto this weekend, you could visit us, the Biossance Clean Beauty Bus, and we're going to be in two locations.
Teaching people all about clean beauty. That
educating them on everything, ingredients, the efficacy of squalane.
You can just blast this podcast episode from the bus. We'll allow it. How's that?
Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for coming on.
Thank you for inviting us.
So we have a listener question.
I don't know why that I do that every time we have a listener question.
Well, it's like incoming. This comes from Danielle, and this was asked in the Facebook Fat Mascara group. She wants to know, she says, her name is Danielle. She says, open toe season is upon us, and we also, and we all know that that comes with blisters and irritation problems. She would like some solutions here. So,
Because her sandals are rubbing against her feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
her poor little winter feet have not been in these sandals all winter.
Right. They might have been in like some cozy boots, mm-hmm. a comfortable sneaker.
Danielle, we've got you, girl.
I understand. Because, you know, we were wearing like, you know, like a leather sandal or the little crisscross things, pounding the pavement. We might be walking outside more. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This, I actually feel is... like half like a fashion question.
Yes.
You know, it's like half fashion. Half.
Well, you did work in fashion at Lucky Magazine.
I did, you know, quite fashionable. I don't know if you've seen me. But I would really recommend this product called Compeed.
Wait, Compeed?
Compeed. C-O-M-P-E-D.
What's that? I had a very different product.
That's... It's a cushion. It's literally a little cushion. It's like a...
Is this after you have a blister or before?
I would put these babies on before.
In the hot spots, they call them.
In the hot spots. Okay, I like that. So let's say you buy a shoe. And I know I sound really practical and nanny-like here. Don't buy a shoe that doesn't fit. So that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the shoe feels like it's going to be a problem, don't buy it. I know mm-hmm. sometimes it happens once you have the shoe home. Okay, like I'll give you a pass there. But don't buy a shoe that's like, oh, it'll break in. If it feels like that in the store, leave it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get home and the shoe, like you're walking, you're like, oh, this is a pain. Get yourself Compeed. Again, C-O-M-P-E-E-D. They sell them at CVS. You can buy them online, like drugstore.com or whatever. And they're like better than a Band-Aid. They almost feel like a weird jelly-like thing.
Yeah.
And they adhere so beautifully to your skin. And put those babies in your hot spots. I've never met a better blister protector product.
That's good.
And then also, one time I got blisters where, like, I can't even talk about them because they ruined my life for, like, 2 weeks. Do you know what I bought?
Tell me.
They were on the back of my heels.
What?
Bought a pair of clogs.
I thought you were going to say maxi pads for some reason.
No, but that's actually cool.
I'm picturing you with, like, a maxi pad stuck on the back of your heel for, like, the pillow cushioning.
I like the hack. It's very Pinterest.
Don't try it.
But seriously... You don't want to be like some people like these blister, you know, pads. Like once they have a,
I was going to weigh in with my thing though.
I'll give you a moment. Let me just finish.
Mm-hmm.
You need air on that thing, and that's where it's unsightly. Get yourself a pair of clogs. Have a pair of emergency clogs. Some people are not into clogs. They're very divisive.
Yeah. Good New Yorker piece all about that.
Yes.
That mentions fat mascara, actually.
Exactly. And we should put that on our blog.
We'll put a link. Okay, so clogs and Compeed.
Yeah, and clogs are not for everyone, but they've never been more fashionable at Clog Life. So get yourself a pair of clogs. They're like absolutely critical if you have bad blisters. And if you need some inspiration, follow at the Clog Life and you'll see all kinds of groovy ladies with clogs from now and before. Just have them on the go. Now, what are your tips, Jen?
Well, I was going to say, if you already have a blister, I'm an avid hiker. The word hot spots is like a typical hiker thing, mm-hmm. you know. Second skin is the way to go. I get it at REI. It's like a gel, sticky on both sides. Mm-hmm. It beats out any of, like, the drugstore. You got to go, like, hardcore hiking stuff. But I have found a use. You guys, I'm using natural deodorant.
Ooh.
But not on my pits.
Okay.
I'm actually using it on my feet. Someone gave me a powder natural deodorant, and then there's also the cream ones. And I was like, this is not cutting it on my pits. And I had, like, this amazing idea that maybe it would help with my feet with, like, it does. It has, like, that cornstarchy feel, which gives it, like, a little bit of a slip. And then it also absorbs moisture, because I think a big reason a lot of people get blisters is because, like, there's, like, a little sticky, sweaty part that goes with the leather strap that causes uh-huh. the problem. So putting natural deodorant all over your feet before you put on your shoes, for me, has helped. Because there's a couple pair of shoes that I always have to re-break in the spring because, like, right. that area of my foot is not ready for it.
Right.
And this has been, so if you don't like natural deodorant like me, you right. can put it on your feet.
Wait, so what are you saying? So it gives you more of a slip or a grip? I'm a little confused.
A slip, I think. Because not only does it absorb the moisture because your feet sweat,
yeah.
it also has that, like, you know how cornstarch has a slippery feel to it? And okay. That's in a lot of natural deodorants.
Okay.
Or silica powders or bamboo powder or whatever the thing is of choice that is meant to help your pits. It actually acts as a sort of like reduces friction. How about that?
Got it. Okay. So reduce that friction.
So I don't know. If you're into natural deodorant, you might just want to dab some on your hot spots as well before the blister.
Got it. Okay.
By Jen. It's time to raise a wand.
Raisin.
My wand raise is for a product that actually a lot of our listeners have been asking us to review and talk about. Do I think it deserves its own segment? No, but I'm going to raise a wand to it. It is Glossier's new mascara, Lash Slick.
Yes.
A film-forming mascara.
Slick it up.
Longtime listeners of the podcast will know that my usual go-to mascara is Blink, B-L-I-N-C, which is a tube-forming mascara. So I thought I might be into this because it doesn't promise a lot of length or volume. It's like your lash is only better, but it swears that it does not smear. I, after using it for a week, can attest that is absolutely true. I really liked it.
I tried it and I liked it too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I didn't know what to expect.
The film forming, I think that it's just their way of saying that it like is not your usual waxy polymer kind of feel because you don't get that big plump lash. You really don't. It just darkens and separates. I wouldn't even say it lengthens that much.
No, it doesn't.
No, but if that's all you're after, it definitely stays, but then it comes off easily with, I've been just using regular cleanser, has been taking it off.
Yeah.
No flaking and no smudging underneath.
Yeah, because there's not much going on.
You can even actually build it up at the end of the day. I know you're not supposed to do this, but sometimes I like to reapply mascara. So few formulas can you do that to because they dry really hard and then you can't get any more on. This one, you can get a little bit more on, so you can like intensify it a little bit or redo it. I don't know if that's how it's meant to be
used.
I'm
going to try that.
But yeah, I'll raise a wand to it. $16 too for like a prestige mascara. It's not that crazy. Raise a wand.
Nice.
How about you?
Mine is actually a baby product. Does that sound creepy?
I mean, you just got married. Can you slow your roll?
It's actually for me, and I've been using it for a really long time.
Okay. I was like, oh, my God, is this going to be the motherhood podcast? Because I can't.
When I was like a baby beauty editor, I had this desk side with Noodle and Boo. Do you remember the brand Noodle and Boo?
There was like a lady in profile, navy blue with a pink and white stripe on the box.
Did it have a lady? I don't know if it had might have had a lady, but some of the products have like a bear on it or like a, this one just has a bear, but like the little tiny icon. Anyway, everything is like a soft pink with like a navy blue accent. And I remember I loved the smell of the product so much, like the soaps, the lotions, the wash that I used all the stuff for myself. And then whenever I had a friend that had a baby later on, because it was like my early 20s, then my later 20s, whenever my friends had babies, I would send them, like, go on their website and just send them, like, a box of Noodle and Boo stuff. And I was like, oh, I really want to get some stuff for myself. Well, I finally reconnected, and I got some of this super soft lotion.
Noodle and Boo
super soft lotion. It's $16. $14 in my head. The smell is so gorgeous. It doesn't smell like baby powder. It has this like sweet cream smell that is just so comforting and it's so moisturizing. It's just like, I don't know. There's nothing else like
it. It's a body lotion or a body cream?
It's a body lotion.
And like a pump?
In a squeeze tube. Oh. So I would recommend this and the line is just beautiful. If you have any presents you need to get, any new moms, check out Noodle and Boo. And it's all kinds of, you know, like good for your baby, yada, yada, yada. I don't know how strict these moms are these days, but it's very good for...
love.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for the baby, you know, sensitive skin, blah, blah, blah. But the smell is so... You just want to take a nap. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.